Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Off the Wall podcast, the penultimate Off the Wall podcast. It's kind of a sad day, bittersweet in a way, because my partner in crime, we're not going to make you wait for this, obviously. My partner in crime and the guy I'm going to miss terribly here at Yes is leaving. Mr. Joe Auriemma has found himself a new gig worthy of his talents and his expertise. I'll let him tell you about everything, but this is his second to last podcast. We will have one today. We'll have one next week together. And then that'll be it. So listen, I mean, when we first did this, I'll just say this and then I'll let you tell everybody, you know, what you have cooking. But when we first came up with this idea, you know, it was kind of harebrained. It was in my office and we just said, you know what? Everybody's doing a podcast. Let's do a podcast together. We have a good rapport and, you know, sometimes we argue and why not put that onto a podcast? And it, you know, it became fun. And we, you know, we've had some epic battles on this thing, but you know, it goes back to the analogy I could use best is my first week of doing the sports sprint. If I went back and looked at that now, my God, I would throw myself off the air. I mean, the first, we've done close to 200 of these, easy. And I would say the first 50 were rough around the edges, and that's to say the least. But the way, not only that we've grown, but the way this podcast has grown throughout time. You know, we started this in 2009. It's now 2013. This thing is 4 years old. And we started around this time in 2009. Yeah. It was right around the All-Star break when July, the Yankees had that big win against the Braves when Cervelli hit the home run.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's when we started doing this. When I told Lori Rubinson of WFAN that the Yankees had a B-plus in the first half, and she basically laughed me off the air. And I said, all I have to do is stay in striking distance. And they, you know, the worst comes to worst, they win the wild card. Guess what, Lori? They won the World Series.
Nice, Chris.
Hello. Anyway.
Boom.
Anyway, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but I mean, I am extremely impressed at the way this has progressed. The equipment that we have now, which is what we're using today, is top of the line, state-of-the-art equipment. We've won awards for this podcast, not little inky-dinky local awards. We've won a national award for this podcast. National. This podcast won a national Cable Facts Award for the best podcast in the nation, beating out TNT, TBS, these major networks. This little rinky-dink thing born in my office is a national award winner. That's nothing to shake a stick at. It isn't.
No.
And, you know, I just want to lead up to this by saying, you know, it's both of us. And I say this with every fiber of my being, every one of my heartstrings being tickled here, to put it lightly, this would have gone nowhere without the guy that's sitting to my right now. He is, not only, in my opinion, is he great when he does on-the-air stuff, when he does interviews, when he goes out to the stadium and he covers the Yankees for YesNetwork.com every single home game. I just think, as a producer, he's the guy, if you're talent, he's the guy you want in your corner. He's the guy that's going to knock down everything to make sure that you not only look good, but the product is fantastic. And that's what this podcast has become. We have top-of-the-line beat writers, top-of-the-line guests, and the only reason we have those top-of-the-line guests is Joe Auriemma. And this podcast is going to miss him big time. Not only the podcast, but me. He is my best friend at this network. I'm losing my best friend. Not in life, but here. And, you know, it's a big deal. Because when you come to work, and, you know, we've had arguments, we've had fights, but we're like brothers. What brothers don't fight? What brothers don't knock heads every once in a while? Mm-hmm. What brothers, you know, don't get pissed off at each other and, you know, act out. We've done that. I'll be the first one to admit it. But you know what? We're like family. We are. I don't know if it's our upbringing. Our parents are like the same people. This guy next to me, I cannot begin to tell you how much he's meant to me in my growth here at Yes. And not only that, not professionally, but as a person. He is my best friend here. I've known him for the past 11 years. And the first day I met him, I was like, this is a dude that I could be close with. I don't know what else to say. I'm really at a loss for words. I don't want him to leave. Listen to me. I don't want him to leave. But in order for him to get to where he wants to be in this thing that we call life and a career, it's a move he has to make. And I am behind him 100%. And the opportunity that he's going to is just going to vault him, not to the next level, but to levels above the next level. And, you know, it's going to be nice to have someone out there in the world. If I don't join him at some point. it's going to be nice to actually know that I have a friend out there who knows what I'm about and who knows how hard I work and who knows what he's going to get if he ever needs somebody. It's just, like I said, bittersweet is the best way to describe it. Wow. And I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me.
I'm overwhelmed. Thanks, Chris. I'm speechless for the first time in my 11 and a half years knowing you. I'm speechless. I can't thank you enough for that. That terrific send off.
You mean a lot.
And, honestly, when we started, as Chris said, when we started this thing, really was rough around the edges. It was something that, you know, if we go back and listen to it, which I haven't, we'd probably cringe. But we've taken it to another level, and it's very polished now. And I'm not ashamed to say, or I can say this. I've listened to a lot of radio broadcasts, broadcasts that are on, I'm going to say it, WFAN and ESPN Radio, and this show, Fox Sports, and this show to me. And not saying it because I'm on it, but I think we can go head to head with any one of those,
with anybody.
Any one of those shows. And, you know, the listeners that we've accrued here, over these years, you know, I want to thank you for, you know, tuning in and listening to us every week. And, of recently, Chris, you know, more often, you know, doing dailies and such. But really, my time here at Yes, I couldn't be more thankful for the people that I've worked with, the opportunities that I've been given, the time that I've been here. I can't say enough. I really can't, because without this experience, I wouldn't be able to move on to this other opportunity. I am going to be a sports producer at the next place I'm working at. We're launching August 20th. It's Al Jazeera America, which I'm looking forward to. Honestly, I think that, you know, this is an opportunity for me to kind of spread my wings here, you know, be part of another startup, which I was part of 11 and a half years ago, and take my career to the next level. I can't thank you enough, Chris. Like I said, I'm overwhelmed at that, you know, that speech that you just gave. And, I just want to tell you how much you mean to me as well. I think the chemistry that we've, you know, put on this podcast.
We had it from day one.
And, you know, you're one of my best friends as well. Not just here, but, you know, in the real world, outside of the Yes world.
Yeah. Which you never get out of sometimes.
Right, yes.
Especially during baseball season.
But, you know, the one thing that I want to happen is I want the brand that we've built here with Off the Wall. I want the brand that YesNetwork.com has become since I took over as the producer of digital media back in late 2006. I want it to thrive. I really do. I want it to continue. I want to put them in a position over this next week and a half where, you know, they they will continue to succeed, and I know they will because they got a great staff, spearheaded by Kevin Sullivan and Lou DiPietro. I think that the podcast will continue to grow because, honestly, you don't need me. You're just tremendous at what you do. You know your sports.
I know.
But I'm just telling you.
I know I don't need you, but it's going to be weird. That's all. There's nothing else to it. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like sharing a bunk bed with your brother for, you know, God knows how long my older brother and I shared bunk beds. Got a little weird when you're 16 and 21. You're still in bunk beds. But it did happen. Sorry to say. But, you know, it's going to be hard. I find myself, you know, when I do the show, and I haven't done it in a while solo, you know, it's tough with the schedule and trying to get my workouts in. And I have to do that because if I don't, I'm a nutcase if I don't get to the gym. You know, I'm trying to keep this going, but I'll tell you something. You know, you said the off-the-wall brand. I don't think this could be off-the-wall without you. I just don't. And I think what we're going to have to do is rename it. Because when we – let's face it. When we first started this – and you brought him up, and I have to bring him up too. Kevin Sullivan. There isn't a better person to work for in any aspect – of the Yes Network than doing stuff for Kevin Sullivan and the .com. He has just been uber supportive. Whatever idea I've come to him with, he's been 100% behind. And it just goes to show, you know, his faith and his vision of YesNetwork.com. The fact that we've been doing this for 4 years and it's been so successful is because Kevin, you know, green lights ideas. You know, he gives you a shot. And that's not to say you don't get that at other places, you know, at other phases of Yes Network. But on the .com, it's a little bit
more loose
and you could do more things. And, you know, I wouldn't be the interviewer I am when I have to do a 4, 5, 6 minute interview on Yankees batting practice today if I wasn't given the opportunities I was given at spring training with you for the better part of 6 or 7 years, however long we did that. And also this podcast when we've had guests. You know, I used to, you know, this is how you grow. You know, I've been around baseball my whole life. I'm still learning things. I learn things time I watch a game. You know, I don't know everything. But the thing that we're going to miss here, I mean, I look at guys like you. I look at guys like Glenn Giangrandi, who did My Yes Weekly, with Joe, which was hysterical, by the way. You know, they brought their personalities, but I look at Joe. I look at Glenn. I look at guys like Troy Benjamin, who's a producer here at Yes. These guys are walking encyclopedias. Seriously, I know my sports. And Joe knows this as well as anybody. He has a young daughter. I have two. It is impossible to have a 4-year-old and a 10-month-old and try to focus 100% of your life on sports.
You can't.
Listen, I've heard of guys that worked, you know, for ABC that I work with now that traveled basically the whole time their kids were growing up. And if they had to do it over again, they would be at home with their kids because they missed that time of their life. I am not going to do that. And I'm going to tell you right now, I never need to be the guy. Never. You know what? That's not important to me. My two girls and my wife, those are the things that are important to me. So I just can't commit myself 100% to knowing everything all the time. You know, I got to read. I got to pay attention. When I come in, I got to read in. And that was one of the things that I always had in my back pocket. That is, if I didn't know something, I know I could rely on Joey's at the stadium all the time covering the Yankees. So I could pick his brain. And, you know, that, when you have that in your back pocket, and I always say this, and I truly believe this. I don't know if you've heard it anywhere else, but I've told you this ad nauseum. An on-air talent is only as good as his producer. I firmly believe that. And the only reason I was able to do what I did in Tampa at spring training, at the stadium, you know, in the playoffs, when Joey and I covered every single game in 2009.
How about our the big feature that we did on Roger Maris?
Roger Maris. If it wasn't for Joe, I wouldn't even been involved in that.
Yeah.
Okay?
The 50th anniversary.
And two other people backed out. But, you know, I kind of eased my – I backed into that thing. But if it wasn't for Joe and Joe thinking of me and our friendship, I wouldn't have had that opportunity. And that to me, in my 12th year I'm entering here at Yes, that was the highlight, no lie, of my Yes Network life. Not getting, you know, the on-air nod, not getting the BP job, sitting down and interviewing those kids in Gainesville, Florida, made my career at Yes. It really did, because you look at Kevin Maris and you look how he walked and you look how he swung the bat. He looked exactly like his father. And for me to have that connection that my father and all my uncles had, they saw Roger Maris play. And then I was able to go down there and interview those kids and then come back and share that with my family. And I'm sure Joe did the same thing.
Absolutely.
Because they were so accommodating. And I'm there in dress clothes and dress shoes taking PFP with their kids. And, you know, I got a nice email from Randy a couple days later saying, you inspired our kids to a 4-3 victory.
Nice.
They were talking about you as they were coming back, because every one of my throws, not to pat myself on the back, but every one of my throws, and Joe was there. I want that video, too. Before you leave, you got to give me that video. But every throw was right on the bag. And those kids, they were hooting and hollering, just had a great time. But not having the man to my right on this podcast and you know, when I'm at the state, it's just going to be extremely, extremely weird. And I know this is, you know, we're not talking sports here, but I don't think this is a podcast. You know, we'll go back to normal next week when we do our last one. We'll do a nice send-off for you then, too, and we'll talk a little sports. But I don't think this is the forum. I think this is the forum. We make the announcement, and I just really think people need to know not only how good you are, but how much you're going to be missed. And I know you're being modest right now, but it's going to be hard. It will. And as Joe said, you know, we'll carry on. You know, it's not like this is going to die, but I truly believe I'm going to have to cook up another name, because Off the Wall was something that Joe and I built, and I don't want anyone else. If anybody else is going to be my co-host in the future, I'm going to handle things by myself for a little while. But if anyone it does become my co-host with this, it just – I think we have to turn the page, because this was too special for me. This has to go down, you know, as our last two quote-unquote Off the Walls. And then after that, we'll figure out what we're going to call it. But, you know, I keep thinking about it. I got to bring it up. I think our classic battle where we went back and forth, and we were hot at each other.
Yes,
too.
We were.
As soon as the mics went off, we were fine. But we were hot during it was when Brett Favre came back to the Vikings.
Yes.
And you were, what is this guy doing? Blah, 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 blah. And I said, hey, who are you to tell a former MVP to come back and play quarterback? And we went back and forth. And that was one of, you know, it was like 30 minutes of just heated yelling at one another.
Yes.
But the great thing about this relationship, and, you know, it's something you guys don't hear that listen to this, and I want to thank you guys for listening too, is that as soon as we take the mics off, hey, you want to get lunch? And it's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we carried
the poor, the poor waitress over at SBC has to deal with us after that here in Stanford.
She loves us. Otis, he loves us. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to miss because, you know, if there is a co-host in the future, you know, there's going to have to be – I don't know. We're going to have to get to a point where – we have classic battles, because right now I really don't know who it's going to be. And I don't know if I'm going to have that same rapport, but like I said, I'm going to take the reins solo for a while. I'm going to do this every day because Joe's going to show me how to do this on the computer that we have here, because I don't know how to do it. Cause Blog Talk, no offense, but It sounds like I'm in a cave in Siberia, and you know, people like listening to this podcast.
Yes,
and,
they do.
And if it's hard for them to listen to, and I get that, it's kind of like listening to a sports talk show,
right?
And someone calls in, and their phone is awful, and you have to change the channel.
Agreed.
I get it. So I don't want to lack quality and do it on Blog Talk. I want to bring you the
best audio, that you could possibly
right,
get.
The best audio quality and the best podcast, you know, in New York sports that you could hear. I want to make this not only the best podcast, I want to make this the best talk show in New York that you could plug into and listen to anytime you want. That's what I want. And I'm sure that's what Joe wanted this to grow into. And that's my promise to him as he leaves, that I'm going to take this seriously and I'm going to take this to the next step.
Well, like,
and I'm sorry, you saw the venti latte, so I'm not shutting up. So go ahead.
No,
it's all yours.
No, I do want to say though that look, when I took this YesNetwork.com job, you know, 7 years ago, I
You're not going to turn into Mike Schmidt, are you?
No. I can't really retire.
Too bad knee.
No, what I am going to say, though, is that I took it to be the producer of all the original content. Out of necessity, I did some on-air stuff with, you know, at the stadium, and I did, you know, this show because, you know, we did some on-air stuff, and it was me and you, like I said. But, you know, I wasn't coming in here to do that on-air stuff. I was doing it to be a producer. And what wound up happening is I wound up getting just such a well-rounded, all facets of this industry, all facets of YesNetwork.com. I lived my dream. I accomplished everything that I wanted to accomplish. I did do that on-air stuff. I did get to produce stuff. I did get to, come up with some really cool features and do those things for YesNetwork.com, including, you know, David Wells' 10-year anniversary and Yogi Berra's perfect game, Yogi Berra's, you know, D-Day stories, you know, telling us about, you know, how he was on a rocket boat right off the coast of Normandy and was at Utah and Omaha Beach. And that was really one of my pride and joy features that I got to produce here at Yes. And with the Maris feature and
Mazeroski,
my Bill Mazeroski feature that we did, that you know it just there's so many things that we've done here.
Not to mention your Emmys,
Bill. I'm not going there.
I will.
No, but I'm gonna say, you know, building Minor League Monthly and putting an emphasis, something that and it has nothing to do with what the Yes Network to me puts the best product on the air. With the Yankees, and we had an opportunity to really shine a light on the entire system with YesNetwork.com, and because we got that carte blanche, that create as we go, you know, here you go, let's just go out there and do what we can. We built a relationship with the minor league system. And a bunch of the minor leaguers, and over the years, I've built relationships with the guys that have come up to the Yankees big boy club, the Yankees, you know, major league club, and remain friends with a lot of those guys. And it wouldn't have been possible without YesNetwork.com. And we've taken that product and we put it into a show like Minor League Monthly, Down on the Farm, and done things like that where previously you had never seen reports on the air or in any form about the minor league system. You know, you would have to read about it, but we brought it to life, and I was so proud of that aspect of doing the YesNetwork.com stuff, along with all of the interviews and features. I mean, we've done close to 1,000, maybe even more, 1,000 to 1,500 interviews in 7 years with not just Yankees, but opposing players, personalities, you know, players from other sports, actors, actresses, my pride and joy, Alyssa Milano, you know, gone to all-star games.
Not to mention,
covered the World Series.
And Mr. Steinbrenner's special that we did when he passed away, too. You were out there in Anaheim with Bob.
I was, yeah.
So you were, I mean, you covered a lot of big stories.
Huge stories.
Through Yes Network's history so far.
Yes, and my 11 and a half years here. I was 20 years old when I started here. 20. I wasn't even allowed to drink.
Wow.
I was 20. Well, yeah. According to the United States, I wasn't allowed to drink. According to Joe Auriemma.
Yeah.
But, you know, and my name might have been Jay Bazzoni at that point. I don't know on my license. But, look, I was 20
Nick
years
Papa
old.
Papa Giorgio.
Nick Papa Giorgio, yeah. Mr. Papa Giorgio. I turned 21 the next month. I'm now 32 years old. And over that time, this is no joke. These are the jobs that I had here. I was an out-of-town highlight coordinator, a logger. I did research. I wrote the pregame show and the postgame show. I did stats in the booth for all of the announcers and built up my relationship with all of the announcers that we have on this wonderful team here at Yes, including people that, you know, aren't here anymore, like the great Marv Albert, the great Jim Cott, you know, the late Bobby Mercer, who I absolutely adored, and the current team that's here, who I've built relationships with. I did stats before Mr. Ryan Rucco, who is gone on to do many successful things, including here at Yes. I then took that job and, you know, kind of parlayed that into becoming a post-production producer, helping in the production of Center Stage and Yankeeography, and doing a lot of the features that you saw in the early to middle years here at Yes, on the Yankees pregame and postgame show. I had a lot to do with the production of the in-games, into really then taking the job that would become my baby for the next 6.5, 7 years, which is the YesNetwork.com job. And with that, I was still allowed to do a lot of those other things that I've done here at Yes. So I consider myself, like Mr. Lou Gehrig, one of the luckiest men here that I could have taken this job, because it really was by luck that I ended up here. And I kind of ran with it and just made the most of it. And now, because of that, I have a great opportunity to move on. And I'm going to miss everything about it, including you and this show.
Well, like I said, I don't want to be repetitive here, but we're going to miss you too. And all the best of luck to you in your new gig at Al Jazeera America. And their gain is definitely our loss. That's going to wrap it up for us. I just wanted to make this a nice little send-off for Joe, even though we're going to be back for our final show.
And we're going to be talking a lot of sports
next week. Next week we'll talk a lot of sports. I'm sure we'll wrap up the NBA Finals and talk about how that ended up. And, you know, the Yankees, we'll get one more, you know, update on the Yankees before Joe moves on, and it'll be all about sports next time. But I think
my last day here is Old Timers Day, so I'm going up to the stadium for Old Timers
Day. There you
go.
And
I'm going to do some nice interviews.
That's a nice way to send it off for you. And that's a nice way to send it off for us here on the Off the Wall podcast this week. You have this one, and you have one more, and then we're changing the name, and we're doing everything different, because without this man, like I said to my right, it's not going to be Off the Wall. Definitely not. We share a brain, and, you know, I just said Nick Papa Giorgio, and he knew exactly what I was talking about. So
thank you.
It's pretty much – it's not going to be the same. So why have the same name if it's not going to be the same? For Joe Auriemma, we'll be back next week. This is Chris Sheeran. Hope you enjoyed the Off the Wall podcast. Basically, bowing before Mr. Auriemma today.
You.
And it's well-deserved.
Thank you very much,
and
Chris.
No problem, and we'll see you next week here for one last one. Have a great day, a great weekend, and we'll see you next week, everybody.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.